yeah, it's hour two. Yeah. And we rolling, yeah. That's right. Come on. Pels are playing. That's right. Hope y'all on y'all way to the Pels game. I hope y'all driving safe and having a nice time. It's the first quarter. I would like to keep y'all posted, but we're going to save all that information for tomorrow. Make y'all listen tomorrow. It's Inside the Trenches. It's your host, Marlon Favorite. We're live here at the New Orleans Talk Network studio. It's ESPN New Orleans. Remember, y'all make sure y'all check us out every week, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. I'm taking you home at the tail end of drive time, baby. Shouts out to all my truckers out there making their deliveries across the city and the region. Make sure I keep y'all entertained, keep y'all riding home smoothly, baby. And check this out. I want to keep y'all entertained, but I want y'all to get exclusive deals, right? I want to hook y'all up. I got the hookup. Holly, if you hear me, shouts out to Master P and the whole No Limit family as well. Cash Money, Take Four, Big Boy, everybody. I love New Orleans that much. But look, we got this hot list. If you text Big Fave, that's B-I-G-F-A-V, to 94253, you text that number right now, that message, you will be on the hot list. You'll get a text putting you on the hot list. We're unlocking mouthwatering food specials, complimentary game tickets, VIP events, and more. Remember, text Big Fave, B-I-G-F-A-V, to 94253. So since we've been experiencing all of these moves in free agency and all the bells and whistles, I said, you know what? I'm going to check out CBSNFL.com, CBSSports.com, should I say, and see if I could find some interesting reads. So I found a two-minute read by Cody Benjamin, and the headlines is projecting six new NFL playoff teams for 2024. That includes Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, and Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. Now, the first thing pops in our head is last season. We remember Aaron Rodgers experienced an injury that ended the season. We wouldn't even all the way through the first quarter. So that cut the Jets out of the deal. They went back to Wilson, and y'all know how the rest of the season. Sauce got off, though. Shouts out to Sauce Gardner. I thought that class had some really good defensive backs. Him and Derek Stingley have been balling in the league. So, you know, Sauce was doing, like, Buffalo Wild Wings commercials and things of that nature, so on and so forth. But just thinking back to this, I'm saying to myself, you know what? I get it. I understand where they're rolling. So what Cody did, he said that last year Atlanta finished 7-10 in their last playoff season. Y'all remember 2017? Y'all know what happened. Yeah, that. 28-3. We don't really have to discuss that. Hello. But the Falcons have basically been on a downward spiral since then. But now they have Kirk Cousins, right? Here's a quarterback who has some elite receivers around him. Kirk Cousins has also been a trending quarterback in the NFL over the past couple of years. So it just forces you to think, all right, what difference could Kirk Cousins make on his team? Well, the biggest difference is they have a new head coach, and Coach Raheem Morris. Here's a guy, in my opinion, or coach, should I say, that's well-respected through the league, right? He's done an excellent job coaching before. He's had some rough seasons as well. Of course, remember his time at Tampa. But he also strikes me as a guy that can motivate the locker room. Kirk Cousins. Kirk was my teammate in Washington. This was my fourth year in the NFL. This was his first. Good locker room guy. Nice person. On the field, he's energetic. But you start thinking of what's their weapons in the receiving core? How's their defensive line looking like? Will they be able to pressure the quarterbacks? The NFC South right now is a wounded conference, or should I say wounded division. You do have targets on that team. You do have a rebuilding roster. So when you think about their receiving core, you got Drake London. You have Darrell Mooney from Tulane, local. And you have Rondale Moore. some weapons for Kirk. Protection. Jake Matthews. You have Chris Lindstrom. You have some guys. Lindstrom, should I say? You have some guys. All right. Do they have a big target tight end? Yeah, they do have a big target tight end in Kyle Pitts. Do they have a running game? B.J. Bijan Robinson. Man, they ain't got no defense. Well, they got Grady Jarrett. So you get where I'm going with this. Atlanta, I see what Cody's talking about in regards to Atlanta possibly being a team. But I think the Saints going to stop that. So, Cody, we ain't going to go too far. I do think the New Orleans Saints going to. Hello. Another team he mentioned. Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, of course. You know, you're getting some weapons around Burrow. You have a healthy Jamar Chase. You add a guy up front like Sheldon Richardson, Rankins and Geno Stone. You can see this Cincinnati team kind of get things going. Now, they finished last season 9-8, and their last playoff run was in 2022. But Cincinnati, a red-hot team. I mentioned guys like Jamar Chase. Just building weapons around Joe Burrow has always been key for the squad in Cincinnati. They don't really have an indoor either, so it'd be freezing. They'd be outside. Lil J be like, yeah, man, freezing out here. I can't wait to get to the Nola Yerman. Shouts out to Lil J. He holding it down for the West Bank out there. Yeah. But you got Trent Brown on the offensive line for them as well. Running back Zach Moss. So I do think Cincinnati is probably a top dog running back away from being exceptional. But I think when you look at this Cincinnati defense, they do have some guys, right? You got Sam Hubbard. You got Cam Sample from Tulane. That's their depth on the defensive line at the end position. And then there's B.J. Hill. He's a clutch interior lineman with Sheldon Rankins. And we've locally seen the type of defensive end Trey Henderson is. Had an excellent season the last past two seasons. So they're in good hands. I mentioned them adding Geno Stone at the free safety position. They acquired him from Baltimore. So bringing winners on the team does help when you're coming off a not successful season. I don't want to say it was a super losing season because they still was over 500 when they finished. Jacksonville, Jaguars. Now, earlier I didn't mention them. Right? I talked about the improvements made with Tennessee. I talked about the improvements made in Houston. But Jacksonville has also put themselves in a decent position as well. They brought Gabe Davis in to replace Calvin Ridley. So those are some positives. Those, in my opinion, are some positives moving forward for them. I do look at a team like Jacksonville. They did beat us last year here in New Orleans. They were fighting and clawing throughout last football season, and they were able to manage over 9-8. Everybody from the AFC South more than likely won't get a chance. So y'all tweet me, at BigFave504. Let me know y'all's thoughts. Y'all can also hit us here. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to Inside the Trenches with Marlon Favorite on YouTube, along with New Orleans Talk Network on YouTube. Just get our full episodes. I like to add shorts on mine. But y'all can hit our comment space on that. I want to know. In the AFC South, who has the edge, Tennessee or Jacksonville? Teams that made similar moves, I thought for Jacksonville, they for certainly positioned themselves at the quarterback position to sustain the season just in case anything goes down with Trevor Lawrence. I don't think Mac Jones is the best option, but he did start in the NFL. You know, like I put the whisper on because, I mean, he's not really a top dog quarterback. You feel what I'm saying? Hello. But they do improve when I mean they, Jacksonville Jaguars, in the receiving core with Gabe Davis. He was clutch for Buffalo. That's why I say Buffalo for certainly is going to have to make sure that they draft well at that position. I thought that they made some improvements bringing in Armstead, Eric Armstead, to that defensive line. So there's some improvement space there. One more here before we take a quick break. Team, a few more teams that they mentioned. The New York Jets, talked about that with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure. Seattle Seahawks, they were 9-8 last year. You have to look at the direction they're headed as well. And then another team they mentioned was Tennessee. It's Inside the Trenches, baby. Y'all don't go anywhere. And if you want a bite to eat, it's late at night, just want like a little quick snack, y'all need to make y'all way on over to Small Sliders. That's 1635 Barataria Boulevard in Marrero. That's Marrero, Louisiana. My residence, baby. Y'all make sure y'all make y'all way on over there. When we get back, we're going to take a look at a few mock drafts. We'll take a couple looks at some mock drafts. We're also going to look at the best receiving core class. It's Inside the Trenches on ESPN New Orleans. Well, hello, it's Marlon Big Fave Favorite with Inside the Trenches podcast. Are you looking for a brand new car? Are you tired of what you're driving around in? Or you just need wheels? Well, if that's the case, you need to visit Montero Motors, 1512 North Causeway, Metairie, Louisiana. At Montero Motors, our buddy Alberto will get you in a vehicle that fits you that day with no problem. They have vehicles that are pre-owned. You can do a trade-in that day and ride off in something that day. Visit MonteroMotors.com for more information. And let them know you heard about them on Inside the Trenches podcast. Hello. Hello, somebody. It's Marlon Big Fave Favorite with Inside the Trenches podcast. Do you need a quick car wash? Well, if that's a yes, you need to visit Crown Car Wash, 1336 Stump Boulevard, Gretna, Louisiana, on the West Bank, baby. Crown's the best. You get a spotless wash, nice clean tires, reasonable pricing, and free vacuuming. My favorite part about Crown Car Wash, they open 24/7. That's right, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can visit Crown Car Wash on the West Bank, baby. And let them know you heard about them on Inside the Trenches podcast with Marlon Big Fave Favorite. Watch out there now.
It's that boy Fred, host of FanView Podcast. Tune into the NOTN app weekdays, 3:30 for the FanView Podcast. Go to NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com to watch more episodes of FanView Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and watch.
Listen up. Your customers, our listeners, could be hearing about your business right now. Yeah, right now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to advertise with NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com. Call our business department today at 504-475-4793 to hear about our great rates. NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com. We provide the people, you provide the business.
New Orleans has a choice. Download the New Orleans Talk Network app for your mobile device or listen at www.NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com.
Oh yeah, we live, baby. I hope y'all enjoyed this show today. Y'all know that time fly when we having ourselves a good time. So much fun here on Inside the Trenches. On ESPN New Orleans, we representing, baby, and we streaming live all the time on New Orleans Talk Network. So y'all remember to go subscribe to the page. My YouTube is Inside the Trenches with Marlon Favorite. You can check out my music videos on there. We have shorts for some of the episodes, a lot of good content. And then for the full episodes of Inside the Trenches, you can go to New Orleans Talk Network on YouTube, pull it up, you'll see there's tons of shows here. You have Red Lipstick Talk. You have The Live Line. You have Fan View as well on here. We have Bible Study. You can check out our show. And it's just a great time here at New Orleans Talk Network as well. And we want to thank our segment sponsor for this particular segment, Montero Motors, 1512 North Causeway Boulevard in Metairie. It's Metairie, Louisiana. I like to say Metairie. Metairie, Louisiana. Holla at Alberto, said, look, Alberto, I got a couple bucks on me. I'm trying to get me a nice whip. Big Faye said he was going to hook me up. Alberto going to work the magic for you. And I'm more than sure you're going to ride off in one of the best used cars in the city. So y'all check out Montero Motors, 1512 North Causeway Boulevard. So this deal here is called Five with Fave. I'm going to try to get y'all these as much as possible. It's where I pick five storylines or five of my favorite stories or five players or whatever the case may be. I may have a guest on and we may ask them five questions. It's just Five with Fave. Today I was talking with the fellas in the studio and we were trying to figure out exactly how we were going to do today's segment. And I didn't want to just say, hey, let's pick the five best players in the draft. We'll save that closer to the draft. I'll make that a Five with Fave later. But I wanted to, as a former NFL interior defensive lineman, most of my time there, I played nose guard, played three tech, shade, the two eye. It was only a handful of times that I played defensive end. It was kind of like a little setup by Coach Giff out in Buffalo. Coach was like, all right, yeah, we just drafted a couple guys. Fave, we moving you to the end. You go play full technique. And I'm like, hey, at LSU, I never played full technique. So that was the only time I was outside the trenches for a second. But I want to name my top five interior off defensive linemen over the years. Number five on my list goes to a guy by the name of Casey Hampton. Casey really revolutionized that nose guard position in the NFL. Casey's game ranged. He Pittsburgh, they ran that three-man front. Big Casey's always the guy in the middle, just holding his point for a very long time. It was him that really catapulted that nose guard position. Casey probably played somewhere around 350, 360. Big, big player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he really dominated at that position. So Casey Hampton, when you look at it from a technique standpoint, it's a different technique when you're playing in a 3-4 defense. You're asked to two-gap. You're asked to read. So you can't really have a burst of speed like you want to at that position. But I thought Casey Hampton, when I always thought about interior linemen and at the prime of his game, I was still in high school, a little bit of college. So he's somebody as a nose guard at LSU. And my senior year at West Jeff, Coach Hank, we switched to the 3-4 defense. So I would play that position. And he was someone, especially on dominating the run stop, Casey Hampton. At number four, I like that. Number four on my list goes to Vince Wilfork. I mean, let me tell you something about Big V, bro. This dude, listen, I know a lot of us who do this, we watch film, we check guys out, and we say, let me tell you something. Man, I watched this guy play against the Steelers, or I watched him play against the Jets, and he just dominated. I mean, Big Vince is probably the most famous for Mark Sanchez's butt fumble. How do you have the butt fumble? Yeah, because Big Vince took the center and drove him in the backfield so quick. Big, massive guy, played on the Miami Hurricanes team that went to the national championship back. He played with Ed Reed and played with Frank Gore. You start naming those guys off of that team. Big Vince. Big Vince came into the league and just dominated, man. He really took that nose guard position to a different level. My favorite Vince story. All right. So we get back from the lockout. So everybody's been home. This is 2011. We at home for the lockout. So we get back to New England from the lockout, and we all had to do our weigh-in. So we went weighed in. After that, we had to do all of the various drills, the three cone. Like Coach Belichick wanted to check us out all the way. He wanted to see if guys were still conditioned. He wanted to see if you could still do the short drills. So Big Vince, And another guy I'll reveal, because I got a story for him too. He's on this list. He, Big Vince, gets on the scale two people before me. That scale read 360 plus. I think it was like 365. So I'm like, God, man, that dude big. We run the three cone drill. Oh, he had the fastest time. Mike, I ain't lying. Big V, boy, he could move. For a big man in this game, he does the thug thizzle. Of course, when he left the Patriots, he went to Houston. He was a staple on that nose guard. That's number four on my list, Vince Wilfork. I've never seen a man this big and that athletic. Good guy, too, and was a mentor of mine as well. Just the tidbits you need to be a big, dominant guy. He didn't shy away from sharing that information. Neither did the next guy on my list. Number three on my list, Albert Haynesworth. I mean, big money Albert. Everybody remember Albert Haynesworth, his time at Washington. He did Tennessee. He was just a dog in Tennessee, just constantly being a dominant force as an interior lineman in the NFL. Could fly around another big guy. His playing weight was like 340, 345 for the most part. But boy, when we did that weigh-in in New England, oh yeah, he tilted that scale at 370. I didn't say 70, I said 370. Yeah, he was big on it. Now, at the time, I ain't gonna throw their weight out there, not throw mine. At the time, I was like 334. Coach Belichick was like, Marlon, yeah, we really want you to show up back here in New England after the lockout at about 330, 334. Shouts out to Duke from the Duke Academy. Boy, we found out that morning that the lockout was off. Boy, me and Duke had to hurry up, knock that weight off me real quick. I had to show up about cloud knocking on 340 when I was down there. You know, it was easy. It was at home. It was lockout. We didn't know it was going to go back, and we didn't know when we was going to go back. But, again, Albert Haynesworth, somebody dominated. At that time, we had like 21 D linemen, all them all big names out in New England at the time. And Albert is just someone, as, in terms of an interior lineman, he dominated the three tech, the shade. He played with Coach Walsh as well. Coach Walsh coached me at Philly, and he had Albert at Tennessee, and he dominated, man. So Albert Haynesworth, for sure, number three on my list. Number two on my list. Now, this guy was previously number one. This was by far my favorite defensive tackle to watch. This guy I met twice, once at NFL Network. We had something for the Super Bowl, and I met him for the Saints. When we went to the Super Bowl, the Saints, he was one of the commentators as well there. I was putting out some technique for on my Conquer page, and this person commented, was like, nah, champ, that's not how you do it, or something like that. I'm like, hey, bro, whatever you say, bro. You one of the best dudes I ever seen do that. Warren Sapp, baby, is outside of my big brother Mel wearing number 99 at John Eric. Here's the second reason I wore the number 99, Warren Sapp. I mean, just a dominant force in the NFL. Fast 40-yard dash, and at his prime, he had that fast 40-yard dash. We talk about that Miami team. Coach Ed Orgeron, Coach Big Sapp there as well. Sapp was one of those players. I had a chance, because of Coach Ed Orgeron, to watch a lot of film on him. This was back when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mainly wore orange uniforms. Some of the tape I was watching when Ed Orgeron was there, but he was the sack master. I mean, defensive tackles don't usually get handed out these type of awards, but he won the Heisman Trophy. Like, he's a defensive tackle who won the Heisman Trophy out of Miami. If y'all remember, some of y'all that's around my age, y'all might remember this. My 30-year-old plus people. Right, y'all remember Trina video? Remember she smashed his Heisman Trophy to the ground and was just crashing everything? And one of her videos, yeah, that's Warren Sapp that was in there. He used to rock the braids, you know what I'm saying? Just a dominant force in terms of interior linemen. One of my favorite. I really want to call this 1A1B, but at the end of the day, I know we do have to hand this off to one person. And that one person I've talked about on this show way too many times. Aaron Donald. I mean, Reggie White would be in this conversation, but Reggie White is technically a DN. And I'll do DNs with Five with Fave another time. But I think when you look at just the pure speed, the build, the hands, the knowledge of the game, just knowing how to be aggressive and passive aggressive at the same time, having that ability to go speed to power, power to speed, those double moves that we do is all a lot of times, like basketball players, we hit the Euro step in terms of our pass rush. I mean, when you look at dominant defensive linemen, you can't look past Aaron Donald. So that's five with Fade, baby. I just wanted to give y'all my five top interior linemen. Be sure to go to New Orleans Talk Network on YouTube. We'll have these highlights up. You can watch the video version of this so you can see these guys. If y'all don't remember, some of y'all listening, y'all like, Fade, we already know what it is with those boys you mentioned. But that's my top five defensive interior linemen of all time. I look forward to doing more lists like this, you know, maybe the top in the past 10 years. This year, upcoming, we're going to continue to have fun with that. Well, I had fun with y'all. It was a blessing to hang out with y'all today. Thank y'all so much for listening to Inside the Trenches podcast. We really appreciate you guys tuning in. And remember, y'all can check this show out Monday through Friday on ESPN New Orleans from 6 to 8. Feel free to call in on Monday nights. Shouts out to our sponsor, UPT. Y'all can call in 800-998-1003 between 6 and 8 on Monday and talk to us. Let us know what y'all feel. Shouts out to all of our sponsors who sponsored this show, Small Sliders. We want to thank Montero Motors. We want to thank Godwin Realty. We want to thank Crown Car Wash for what they do for the show. Conquer Sports Pros for what they do with the show. And listen, if y'all want to add more information, y'all hit us up. Shouts out to my crew, Mike and Tarek, on the ones and twos here in the studio. And we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Hello, somebody. Y'all have a blessed one.
Are you a student athlete looking to take your career to the next level? Look no further than Conquer Sports Pros. That's right, Conquer Sports Pros. Our team of experts will get you guys on the right path to your student athlete journey in life. That's right, we have every position in football you need, and we also help out with other sports. At Conquer Sports Pros, you have everything from a list of consultation, training, and also media training. Yeah, that's right. When you take your career to the next level, play college, and hopefully pro, you'll get lots of interviews. Call Conquer Sports Pros today. You can reach them at 504-319-6672 or visit MarlonFavorite.com for more information. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. It's your boy Marlon, Big Fave Favorite. And when I'm hungry, I like to make my way to Small Sliders, 1635 Barataria Boulevard, Marrero, Louisiana. Simple on purpose. When I tell you their burgers are delicious, has some great sauce on them, I'm telling you, when you're just hungry and just need to grab a quick bite, this is the perfect place for you. Small Sliders. The customer service is nice. It's somewhere you can bring the family, hang out and chill, enjoy the atmosphere. Now I'm a big boy, so when I like to take my Small Sliders, I like to get the biggest smalls. Double patties, bacon, cheese, you name it. Just a delicious burger. And I like to top it off with my favorite, the cookies and cream milkshake. There are three delicious flavors, milkshake, chocolate, vanilla, and cookies and cream. Small Sliders, simple on purpose. Y'all come on and slide through, baby. And let them know that you heard about them on Inside the Trenches with your boy Marlon Big Fave Favorite. Watch out there now.
Well, hello, it's Marlon Big Fave Favorite with Inside the Trenches podcast. Are you looking for a brand new car? Are you tired of what you're driving around in? Or you just need wheels? Well, if that's the case, you need to visit Montero Motors, 1512 North Causeway, Metairie, Louisiana. At Montero Motors, our buddy Alberto will get you in a vehicle that fits you that day with no problem. They have vehicles that are pre-owned. You can do a trade-in that day and ride off in something that day. Visit MonteroMotors.com for more information. And let them know you heard about them on Inside the Trenches podcast. Hello.
Step Construction is here for you with a brand new offer. We now provide affordable storage sheds. Stop wasting your money on overpriced storage units and portable containers. Step Construction can provide you with a custom shed that will fit your budget and storage needs. So contact Step Construction today at 504-340-5809 for your own personal quote. Let us help you take the next step at Step Construction.
Well, hello, somebody. Come on. It's time to move our body. How y'all doing, man? Like, if y'all just getting in y'all vehicle, y'all checking out the second hour of Inside the Trenches live here on New Orleans Talk Network. That is ESPN New Orleans, the dial 100.3 FM. And I'm not going to stop saying this to y'all. Y'all check a brother out Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. We'll be right here waiting for you. I know who else is waiting for you. Godwin Realty. If you're looking for a house, commercial, residential, you're looking to sell a house, you're looking to flip a house, y'all got to hit my boy Joel up at Godwin Realty. That's G-O-D-W-Y-N Realty. You can hit him up, joel@godwinrealty.com, for the latest and greatest. Not only will Joel help you look for a property, they're going to give you all type of information as well. Hey, you should get in this area because of X, Y, and Z. You know what? Based on what you told me, we could find you a property in this part of the city because of X, Y, Z. So if you're looking to be close to a hospital, close to the grocery store, you don't want to travel miles away, let Godwin Realty put you in the house of your dreams. Hello, somebody. So hit my man Joel up at Godwin. I know some cats that's going to be living out their dreams at the end of the month. That's some formal, should we say, now, because technically they are NFL prospects going pro. We're going to take a look at this mock draft that CBS Sports.com beat writer Ryan Wilson wrote. It's a 1-minute read if you go to his column to check it out. But in bold print, it says 2024 NFL mock draft. Five quarterbacks taken in the top 15 as the NFC trades up and the Bills take a wide receiver after trading Stephon Diggs. If y'all didn't hear the news, Stephon Diggs had been traded to Houston. Houston's receiving core now has another weapon for C.J. Stroud, and I think that they are churning in the right direction. So shouts out to Coach Ryan and C.J. Stroud and my little brother Derek Stingley out there handling business in H-Town, hold up. You know what I'm saying? They out there by them Houston Roughnecks. Coach C.J. Johnson handling business. Y'all like my Texas accent? I'm close. It sounds straight. I switch it up on them. You dig? So, in the first round, like everybody and their mother, he has Caleb Williams going number one. The Bears traded Justin Fields to the Steelers and left it to Caleb Williams to be their next star quarterback. Caleb Williams is a quarterback, in my opinion, he is pro ready. I still believe that he is not better than Jaden Daniels. I do think they're getting the second best quarterback in this year's draft, if you ask me about him. But the yards are there. He had 3,600 yards passing this year. He rushed for 121 yards. He was careful with the football as well, with five interceptions along with 41 touchdown passes. The thing about Caleb Williams is you got 2 years of it, right? He didn't disappoint this past season. He didn't outperform either, but he didn't disappoint this year for USC. He won the Heisman last year after the 2022 season. But in addition to that, he lost to Tulane in the bowl game. They still lost. So it's there. Now, at number two was Coach Dan Quinn gets the big steal with the Washington Commanders. They project that they're going to go with Jaden Daniels. Jaden in this year is the sixth-ranked prospect, according to them, at their position. He's ranked number three. I think that's a little bit off. That's just me. I mean, let's just let the numbers talk. Jaden did throw for over 3,800 yards. He also rushed for almost 1,200 yards. He was even more careful, right? He threw four interceptions, leaving it 50 touchdowns that he scored, that he passed and scored on foot. And the column reads, "I like Jaden Daniels more than Drake May, and I take him here. But Washington may feel differently. Whatever happens, they have to go ahead and take a quarterback. Washington does need a quarterback. They do need a guy that is elusive." So I'm going to go through some other picks. There's Drake May. They have him going to the Patriots at three. the Patriots need a quarterback, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't discount right here Michael Penix Jr. Now, I'm not saying that Drake May doesn't have potential. I think when you look at Drake May as a quarterback, his redshirt sophomore, he just didn't show enough. He threw 9 interceptions. He threw 33 touchdowns. He had 3,600 yards, and he was under 500 yards rushing. Why is he ranked 2? And Jaden is – now, he has the big arm. He had a pretty decent pro day. But I just – to me, I'm going to stick to my guns. I still feel like, to a certain extent, he is Mitchell Trubisky 2.0. And it's not a knock against him. I just think in this elite class of quarterbacks, he should fall to the middle pack in regards to what he does. Now, the first wide receiver that they have coming off the board is Malik Nabers to the Arizona Cardinals. Malik, 89 receptions, 1,500 yards. He scored 14 touchdowns, the best wide receiver in this draft. We can't say it enough here on Inside the Trenches. This kid, some kind of way, and if you put his picture next to Zach Wilson's, they look the same, but that's just – if you peep it out, J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. Now, he is the national champion, but we know their defense. I mean, let's let the numbers talk. 2,900 yards, 200 yards rushing. He didn't have to throw much, but he threw 4 interceptions when he did. And he, look at the numbers, 25 touchdowns. Now, before we mentioned, Drake May, 33. Jaden Daniels, 50. Caleb Williams, 41. We have 25 from J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. Marvin Harrison Jr., New York, right? They have him going 6th in New York. Was number one ranked at his position, number one prospect according to a couple of boards. But he had 15 touchdowns, 1,200 yards. He says the best case scenario for the Giants to go ahead and roll with Marvin Harrison Jr., they're going to need a big playmaker. Some people have the Giants trading up for quarterback as well. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Let me... Y'all know the song Tennessee? You know what I'm saying? By Arrested Development. Tennessee! They got Tennessee going with Joe Alt at the offensive lineman position. Definitely the second best ranked player in this draft. He's the best offensive lineman. This kid is pro ready. He is ready to roll them dice, baby. Atlanta. Going with Jared Verse. They need a definite pass rusher. They got their quarterback. They have their running back. They have weapons in their receiving and tight end core. That D-line is decent. You have some veterans up front. You could use an edge rusher to get their number two player at his position. We're going to go through a couple of these. We got Dallas Turner, Chicago, Rome Adunzo to Wash to the Jets. You got J.C. Latham, a guy we would like to see for the Saints. They got him going number 11 to the Chargers. Terrell Arnold, cornerback, first corner coming off the board at 12 pick to the Broncos. I think Coach Payton, and shouts out to my West Bank brother, Vance Joseph, who's the D coordinator there. Michael Penix Jr. to Vegas. Do y'all like that one? At 13. Now, what's interesting about that, now, Joel's not here with me right now. God went really to Joel. Yeah, he's my co-host as well here at Inside the Trenches. What got me with that is, look how far he fell on that. Now, that's right next to the Saints, right? Joel, you think they go quarterback? Michael Penix Jr., generational. He's a generational talent. Michael Penix, I don't know. Now, we do know that the Saints for certainly needs an offensive lineman to specify OT, offensive tackle. Olufasinu out of Penn State, 6'6", 317 pounds, coming out his junior year. So far, Fasinu is still on the board. Trevor Penning hasn't worked out at left tackle for the Saints. Fasinu is good. And it's too much to pass up on in the middle of the first round. I like it. I can't lie to you. I like it. If we get him, you got to get Derek Carr all the protection he can get. So I'm not mad at it at all. I'm going to go down to the first round, skip around. The Chargers has two picks in the first round. He said that the Chargers are going to go after Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU, first rounder. That's about right for him. I do see him sneaking up. The Saints might take a look at him if he's still sitting there. According to CBS, he'll still be sitting there. That wouldn't surprise me. Now let's go to Dallas, baby. Jerry's World. You know, the Cowboys pick at 24. And I think they're going to go to Amarius Mims, baby. Right on out of Georgia. Yeah, the state of Georgia where they go and do their thing. You know what I'm talking about? The boy representing out in Georgia. You know, they going to go and go with him. My Texas accent all right? 6'7", 340 pounds. Mims is massive. He's athletic. He has all the tools that you look for in an offensive lineman. I think it's a good deal for them. I think they should roll with they need it. You lose to Ryan Smith, you're going to need somebody to fill in. So that's just a little sneak peek. I want to check that article out. Excellent job by CBS sports writer Ryan Wilson. I thought he did an excellent job on that article. Hey, y'all don't go anywhere. We're going to stick around with NFL a little bit longer. We're going to look at some of these elite wide receivers classes. And then I think it's time for Five with Fave. Y'all don't go anywhere. It's Inside the Trenches. Streaming live on New Orleans Talk Network on ESPN. Hello, somebody. Go ahead and move your body.
Are you a student athlete looking to take your career to the next level? Look no further than Concord Sports Pros. That's right, Concord Sports Pros. Our team of experts will get you guys on the right path to your student-athlete journey in life. That's right, we have every position in football you need, and we also help out with other sports. At Concord Sports Pros, you have everything from a list of consultation, training, and also media training. Yeah, that's right, when you take your career to the next level, play college, and hopefully pro, you'll get lots of interview. Call Concord Sports Pros today. You can reach them at 504-319-6672. Or visit MarlonFavorite.com for more information. Hello, somebody. Are you looking for your dream home? Well, if that's the case, you need to contact Joe Piccolo at Godwin Realty right here in New Orleans. Joe can put you in your dream home right away. Joe Piccolo and the folks over at Godwin Realty put you in the house that you need. Even if you're looking to invest in some property, they'll do an excellent job with that as well. Contact Joe today at 504-251-8341. Again, that phone number is 504-251-8341. And also contact Joel at joel.godwinrealty.com. No need to dream anymore. Godwin Realty will put you in a dream house of your reality. Hello, somebody.
It's that boy Fred, host of FanView Podcast. Tune into the NOTN app weekdays, 3:30 for the FanView Podcast. Go to NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com to watch more episodes of FanView Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and watch.
Listen up. Your customers, our listeners, could be hearing about your business right now. Yeah, right now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to advertise with NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com. Call our business department today at 504-475-4793 to hear about our great rates. NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com. We provide the people, you provide the business.
Hello, somebody. It's Marlon Big Fave Favorite with Inside the Trenches Podcast. Do you need a quick car wash? Well, if that's a yes, you need to visit Crown Car Wash, 1336 Stump Boulevard, Gretna, Louisiana, on the West Bank, baby. Crown's the best. You get a spotless wash, nice clean tires, reasonable pricing, and free vacuuming. My favorite part about Crown Car Wash, they open 24/7. That's right, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can visit Crown Car Wash on the West Bank, baby, and let them know you heard about them on Inside the Trenches Podcast with Marlon Big Fave Favorite. Watch out there now.
See, we like to mix it up on the show, baby. We like to take like, cruising music, might get hot, 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 hot. Come on. Yeah. Smooth. You gotta love it. It's Inside the Trenches. It's your host, Marlon Big Faith Favorite. And we're having ourselves a great time on this Wednesday evening. If you're tuning in and you're on your way to the Pels game, or you're already in the building just listening to me on the ESPN deal, I appreciate you for tuning in. I will try to be as entertaining as possible, getting y'all beautiful folks home. CBS Sports been on one with me today. I ain't gonna front at all. On this one here, it is, which class is the best wide receiving class in the last 30 years? Yeah, that's what they put on the Instagram. I'm like, oh yeah, we're gonna talk about this one, because what I like, some of these guys are from Louisiana, and what I appreciate is the amount of talent that we have here. And if you've been tuning in to our show, you would know that I talk about guys from the city and the state a lot. So I find this very interesting, because out of all the positions, wide receiver typically is the one that folks talk about a lot, because for one, they score all the big touchdowns. For two, these guys are pretty fast. And for three, if you're a wide receiver, you're probably the most athletic guy on your team, or the group of guys on the team. So we're going to look at these elite classes here in the last 30 years. And I want to hear from you guys, because some of this could be factual, some could be subjective. So it just really depends on your style of player that you like. Some people like the big Megatron type receivers. Some guys like the shorter guys that's fast. So you got your Tyreek Hills of the world. So we're going to look at these classes, and I'll give my opinion. Class of 2021, Ja'Marr Chase, Amari St. Brown, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Nico Collins. That's a big time class. I can't front. That's an elite group of newer guys. Ja'Marr Chase has been one of the best receivers in our league. St. Brown just went to the playoffs last year with Detroit. Jalen Waddle, we talk about that speed, right? Route running, Devontae Smith, come on now. And Nico Collins, we know he was the main wide receiver this past year for C.J. Stroud. The 2020 class, Justin Jefferson, come on now. St. Rose, they don't play around over there in St. Rose, you dig? Another Louisiana cat, CeeDee Lamb. A lot of people didn't know CeeDee Lamb was from Louisiana. I ain't gonna front, I didn't know till last year. I didn't know CeeDee Lamb was from here till last year. Can't even front of the table. Brandon Aiko, he was in that class. T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, Jerry Jeudy, Gabe Davis. Now, that's a pretty elite class. And we were talking about the 2020 class earlier this show with the girls, right? You had, like, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. Those ladies were in the same class, right? That was pretty dope. So this 2020 class is making a fight for the 2021 class. Now, check this out. 2014. Check the eliteness out in this class. In 2014, you had Mike Evans. Been a dog for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the years. Like, Mike has averaged plus 10 touchdowns by midseason, over 10 catches per game. I mean, he's put the numbers up. Devontae Adams, before he followed Derek Carr and basically crushed his stats. I mean, not in a good way. Derek Carr played with his old teammate in Oakland. Wasn't the best move. Why to stay over there with Love and Aaron Rodgers, but that's another story. He went to Oakland, and I mean, this, like, he legit was 99 on the game. Like, Devontae Adams was the best wide receiver in the NFL two seasons ago, and then he got into Derek Carr's offense, and you know, but Derek's going to be much better this year. Brandon Cooks was in that class. Remember, the Saints drafted him that year as well. stretch back like 1-3, like 1-3. Odell Beckham was in that class. Yeah, I remember that Drake verse. Huh? Odell Beckham was in that class as well. Jarvis Landry and Allen Robinson. So they make an argument too. So far, out of the groups that I named, I would probably go 2020, 2014, and 2021. Right, if I'm putting it in order right now. And y'all let me know what y'all think. Y'all can tweet me at BigFave504 or X me, should I say. Follow me on X at BigFave504. Let me know your thoughts. Do you feel like out of the class, do I have the order right so far? I put 2020, 2014, and then 2021. Now, the next class that they mentioned was the class of 2010. Elite, Antonio Brown, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Golden Tate, Dez Bryant, and Eric Decker. When you look at Dez Bryant and Eric Decker, Dez Bryant and Antonio Brown, these guys, like Odell, like Jamar now, and Justin Jefferson, these guys were elite. I mean, when Antonio Brown first got to the Steelers, they had Mike Wallace. And remember, after a few years, Mike signed a big contract with Miami when he left Pittsburgh. But this class, Antonio Brown, like before he went Antonio Brown, he was off the chain, one of the top receivers in our league. We know how dominant Dez was. We watched Golden Tate, the late, great Demaryius Thomas. Did so many great things for Denver. And then we had a chance to see Emmanuel Sanders here as well in New Orleans be clutch for Drew Brees in that offense. So that 2010 class, I played with a lot of these guys. We came in the league around the same time. I came in 2009. Me and Dez trained at the Duke Academy by Coach Duke in the offseason. So I'm very familiar. Like, Dez did all his pre-draft stuff here. So this class was elite too. I don't think this class is better than the next class that I'm going to mention and the one before. I would put that 2010 class probably somewhere around that, like probably right in front of that 2021 class or in behind the 2022 class. Now, this next class I'm about to mention, I think they jump them all. The class of 2001, Steve Smith. We got Steve Smith out of Utah, balled out. He was a third round. He was mad. Man, I was mad when the Carolina Panthers, he told me this my rookie year, I was mad at the Carolina Panthers when they drafted me in the third round. I said I'm going to be the best receiver out in the NFL. And he was consistently one of the top receivers. Another West Banker. Boy, we just West Banking in the Louisiana area and it out, ain't we? You had Reggie Wayne in that, out of John Eric, played in Miami. Wayne was in that class too. Matter of fact, I want to add this on. I'm gonna add Weeze on this one and say, hey Wayne, what you think about this one? Man, who's the top class? Who's the real ones? You had Ocho Cinco in that class, Santana Moss, Chris Chambers. I remember Chris catching the ball like that for San Diego. He was in all the highlight videos. And another one of my teammates played with me in Seattle. He played with my brother Skylar Green out in Cincinnati as well. TJ Houmes-Mazada. That class was elite. 1996, you had Terrell Owens, Marvin Harrison, Musa Muhammad. You know, Coach Saban spoke highly about Moose and his time at Michigan State. That's that classic story that Coach Saban always tell about the kid that was trying to get kicked off the team. And now he's, you know, had a successful NFL career. Kids are doing exceptionally well. Yeah, shouts out to Coach Saban for that one. That was big time. You had Keyshawn Johnson in that class, Eric Moulds. You had Mari Toomer. You had Terry Glenn. And you had Joe Horn. 96 was representing, boy. That was an elite class, too. So, y'all, let's rate those classes. Tell me what y'all think. I do believe that before y'all put y'all grades out there, y'all make don't think current. Like, if you need to, go back and watch some film on these guys. Now, don't. Right now, I know, and I would like to say it to you, thank Jamar Chase. Oh, yeah, definitely. Jalen Waddle. Justin Jefferson, he's balling out of control. Man, I don't know, man. Look, boy, before y'all make y'all answer, I would definitely go back and I would look at the class of 2020, I say 2021, that is big time class. I'm talking 20 years later, or 20 years before, should I say, that 2001 class with Steve Schmidt and Reggie Wayne. That class was elite. So I'm going to try my hardest right now, okay, and I might mix this up a bit, so y'all just bear with me. I would say 2001, I would put that class up there. Then I would go 2001, and then after that 2001 class, I mean, you got to go probably 2014. Then I would go 2020. I would go 2020. So I got that. And Mike, hope you're keeping score. I would go 2010. I would go 1996. Like that 96 class, I would go right after that 2020 class. Then I would go 2010 and then 2021. So y'all let me know y'all order. Guys, will be sure to put this out on the page. We want to thank Conquer Sports Pros for sponsoring this segment. Y'all can check Conquer Sports Pros out on Instagram or Twitter. Matter of fact, it's probably best to go on X at Conquer Sport. DM us. We have linemen specialists, both offensive line and defensive line work. We specify the position drills. And in addition to that, we also have softball, youth softball as well. So you can sign up for some of those camps and clinics as well. That's 600 St. Joseph Street, Harvey, Louisiana. Or you can hit us up on X at Conquer Sports. Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit of Fable 5, baby. I'm going to take a look at some of the top linemen, interior linemen. Don't go anywhere. It's Inside the Trenches on ESPN New Orleans. That's why I pray every day. Went from ball to broadcasting. Now I play the game.